What a gushy surprise! Some say West is best, but in the East we feast. Here we are at Changi Village Hawker Centre, legendary landmark for all things delicious. And we're doing things a little different this time around. So before we hit the trails, we're going to charge up our batteries with some deep fried snacks. Come on! I got the perfect pairing, my deep fried snacks, and a lovely cooling drink. I mean, there's nothing like a crispy, crunchy deep fried snack fresh from the wok. I have got an excellent selection of some of the best sellers at Million Star. Now, of course, the star of their menu is this beautiful golden goreng pisang. And then there's this very unusual 3-in-1 sweet cake. And this, I believe, is the green bean in batter. This is the cempedak in batter. And this one I've never seen before. It is an ugly ball, or in other words, their banana ball. So let's just dig right into the most popular, best-selling Pol Pisang Raja. This is the king of bananas encased in this sheath of really hot, crispy batter. When you first bite in, you get a hit of savory. It's salty. It almost tastes like fish and chips. You get this gorgeous, really intense hue of yellow. And the banana has kind of been cooked into this creamy consistency by the hot fat.
Can you hear that crunch?
The batter makes it very, very special. It's got a lot of flavor. And I really love how there's a very uneven texture. There's all these little crannies and nooks, and these are all the bits that actually catch a little bit more of that wok hay, and it makes it extra crunchy. Moving on to the goreng pisang's rounder cousin. This is the banana ball, and this is the definition of ugly delicious. What do you do when you have lots of overripe bananas that are a bit too squishy to batter and fry whole? Well, you just mince it all up, add some sugar and flour, and deep fry it, and this is what you get. Really moist, delicate even, with this crispy exterior. Hang on, palate cleanser. This was actually recommended by Andy. He says this is the perfect balance because you have something cooling, coconut drink with aloe vera to go with the hot, hot flavors of his deep fried snack. So let's move on to cempedak, which is, as everyone knows, quite a pungent fruit, but I like it. And it's quite a hefty piece, and that's because Andy doesn't skimp. There's double fruit stuffed into one battered casing, and he usually uses honey cempedak for extra flavor that he brings in from Malaysia. You can see it's like a pocket. It's like a pocket for my banana ball. I've made a frankenfruit, so that's very good as well. I think I need to deal with this hefty deep-fried sandwich. We've got sweet potato, yam, sandwiching, homemade mian gao, which is the sweet sticky cake. Look at that, it's almost liquid because it's just melted in that hot oil. What a gushy surprise! You've got the yam, which has this kind of mashy, chalky kind of consistency. And then there's that sweet potato. It's got a little bit more bite. And then you've got the glue that holds it all together, this mian gao. Last but certainly not least, I chose the green bean. This is green beans that have been cooked, mashed, shaped into a ball, and then battered and deep fried. Similar to the banana ball, Andy has left some chunks of the green bean, and then some of it is mashed up like this. I'm not gonna consume all of this just yet. The good thing is I can pack it up to go because Andy promised that their batter is so special it can stay crispy for at least 4 hours. So you've got to stop by Changi Village for Million Star because the unifying factor that brings everything together is the secret recipe batter that you'll find irresistible. Okay, let's get going on this walk. My battery is sufficiently charged. All right, I've got my fried food to go, and we're gonna start off right here at Changi Point Coastal Walk, which is part of the much larger Eastern Coastal Loop. Let's head on out. I really quite enjoy exploring places that are quite far away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Here in Changi, I just feel like the atmosphere is so different. You know, it's very peaceful, and there's something about the sea breeze. So we're gonna head over to Changi Beach. This is Changi Point Bridge. Are there fish? You can see a plane taking off in the distance. So peaceful, so tranquil. All right, from here, Changi Beach Park, we're gonna be linking up onto the Coastal Park Connector, and we will head onwards to East Coast Park. Hours later, these snacks have cooled, but they're still very tasty. I'm gonna take a little breather here at Bedok Jetty, take in the sights, rest my tired feet, and then onwards. The best part about this super long walk is that it's bookended by excellent makan places. Behind me, Changi Village Hawker Center. Ahead of me, East Coast Lagoon Food Village. I wonder what I should eat. I guess that's another story for another series. Here's to more Tasty Trails.